This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey, recorded for Tuesday, January 10th, 2023. Continue, Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, 1183rd section, the blue text. So yesterday we wanted to know, how does our Mishnah allow us to do work if after the Takana of Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, there can't be the sound, any sound of work being done on Chol HaMoed at all? So we propose one solution, which we rejected, and therefore we say today another answer from Rav Chisda. Ela Amar Rav Chisda, rather Rav Chisda says, Lo kasha habe magalei, by the sickle, and habe chatzine, ones with a chisel. So here the distinction is not between soft and louder noises, but between this two different things. One makes noise, a chisel, it makes some noise. And the other, the sickle, makes no noise at all. All right, so our Mishnah is talking about using tools that don't make any noise at all. The prohibition from Rav Yochanan Kohen Gadol is by chatzines, by chisels, and they do make noise. And now it's not a subtle distinction, it's a very fundamental distinction. Work, yes, noise, no. Rav Papa doesn't like that, and therefore Rav Papa says, Rav Papa Amar, kan kodem gezeira, kan lachar gezeira. No, I mean the Mishnah, which allows us to do work, that was before Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, didn't allow it. Okay, then afterwards, Rabbi Yochanan, right? Kan la'achar gzeira, after Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, so then nobody could do any work. So, Rav Ashi Amar, right? Rav Ashi said, no, ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Yossi, right? No, one, right, we have an argument. One is, right, the others were trying to, we had three answers trying to essentially prove that there is no argument. This referred to A, this referred to B. Right? Rav Ashi says, no, it is an argument. That's okay, right? The Gemaras follow them, the Mishnahs follow them. This is Rabbi Yossi, and that's Rabbi Yehuda. Right? Rabbi Yehuda is the one who prohibits. Rabbi Yossi is the one who permits it. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak bar Avdimi, right? Says Rabbi Yitzchak, the son of Avdimi, man Tana shinui b'moed b'davar ha'abed. Who is the Tana? By the sage of the times of the Mishnah, who says that if you want to do work on Chol HaMoed for something that's a davar ha'aved, that is going to, if you don't do it, it's going to cause you a financial loss, that you have to do it with a shinui, with a non-regular manner. Who is the person who says that? Delo ki Rabbi Yossi. That is not like Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi says, if there is a davar ha'aved, if there is something that's going to cause loss, you can do it in a regular manner, right? He permits you to do work on Chol HaMoed in a regular manner under certain circumstances. He is the permissive ruling of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda, right, is like Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol, you can't do the work. Now, Amar Ravina, says Ravina, command medalina ha'idna kivyavasa didasha b'chola demoed, right? Says Ravina, we who hang this beam above our doorpost, we push it up to put it back into place, on Chol HaMoed, come on, who do we hold like? Right, we're doing it in a regular manner, we're doing work on Chol HaMoed, who do we hold like? Rabbi Yossi, right? We hold our common practice is like Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Yossi allows us to do work in a regular manner, and as long as it's something that's going to cause us loss if we don't do it. The assumption here is if you don't fix your doorpost and push the wood back in and put it back together, so it'll further deteriorate and it will cause loss. Now we go to the end of the Mishnah. Right, kivashin shiyachol la'achol b'moed kovshan. Right, so the things that you're going to preserve, you're going to salt, you're going to pickle, right, if you're going to eat it on Chol HaMoed or on Yantiv, so then you can go ahead and do it on Chol HaMoed. Now the Gemara tells a story, bedisa levai kivore. Right, so the river, the bedisa, was a river somewhere, right? It overflowed with fish. I don't know what happened. It overflowed, too much rain, crazy fish came out. Azal kulei alma, tsud, right? So everyone went, right, to trap and hunt and take these fish. Icy kivore, and they brought home a lot of fish. So shiralahu rabba lemimlach minayu. So Rabba said, you can salt them. Right, go ahead and salt. That's a lot of fish, right? The river crazy overflowed. There's all this fish. So Amale Abaye says, to this permissive sack of Rabba, Vahatzna, we learn in a Mishnah. in our Mishnah, Kavashin Shiyachol Lechon Bahen Mamoed Kovshan. Right? If you're going to preserve it and you're going to eat it on Chol HaMoed, so that's great. You can go ahead and do it. Here, there's like a lot of them. You're not going to be able to finish all of them on Chol HaMoed. It's just not going to happen. So Amar Lei, so he says, Abaye, I'll tell you this. Since they originally went out and brought all the fish back, and they were going to eat it. Right? They were going to eat the fish. Fish was going to be good, but there was so much, they realized, oh my God, I can't eat all the fish. Bishavik lahu paste. But if they just leave it, right, it's going to get ruined. Right? You don't preserve fish. Right, that fish is going to get stinky real quick. You're going to lose it. It's going to you know, spoil and you'll throw it out. Therefore, kiprak matcha ha'aved dami ushari. Therefore, it's like a lost business opportunity. And therefore, it's permitted. We consider that a davar ha'aved. So they brought it initially going to eat it. They realized they couldn't finish it. So now, says Rava, I'm going to allow them so that they shouldn't lose the fish, which they brought with the right intentions. I'm going to allow them to salt them. V'ikad da'amrei, some tell the story slightly differently. Shara lehu Rava, meitzad meizel, aisuye umimlach. Rava, right, didn't come after the fact to permit them to do this. Rava permitted them to go to hunt, right, to trap the fish, to bring it back, and to salt it initially. To that, Abaye is going to ask the same question he just asked. But you got to come back tomorrow to see the continuation, because this concludes our learning for today. Please come back and join me tomorrow.